How have the lives of individuals within the LGBT community changed over the last 200 years? What accounts for this change? 200 years ago, there were no homosexuals. There were no gay men, bisexuals, or transgendered people. At the beginning of the 19th century, you might have gone for a coffee in town, though, and met a lesbian, because the word first appeared in 1736. Previous words of interest include tribad, from the 16th century, literally a woman who robs, and the more middle-class labels of fricatrice, female hermaphrodite, or sapphist. A more working-class Tommy or Tom, meaning a masculine woman of the town or a prostitute, and female husbands, prosecuted under laws for lewdness or fraud, weren't unheard of. You'd also have to wonder about mollies, fops, dandies, and even macaronis, all older words for gender variant men. Sexual variation 200 years ago was no less common as it is now, but it went under different names. Prosecutions for female husbandry often ended in the death penalty in Europe. However, in the UK, a 6-month prison sentence and a turn in the stocks for public humiliation or public whipping was the norm. More often, though, extremely general terms were used to connote same-sex acts or behaviours. Talk of lewd women who polluted the fair sex, abominations or obscene corruptions of God-given womanhood. Criminality and lesbianism were commonly lumped together, although in English law, lesbianism has never been illegal. However, we must remember that in 1800, only about 50% of women could sign their name. Illiteracy was normal, so that writings by women who might call themselves lesbians are pretty non-existent. But just because their histories haven't been written doesn't mean that knowledge of lesbianism and male homosexuality wasn't widely known and understood. Under English law, the common law offence of sodomy has not been used against women, but it's been widely used against men. In the 19th century, the word sodomite was commonly understood, and thousands of prosecutions in Britain or in Europe led to imprisonment, hard labour, and death. Sodomy is a very complex word that has religious connotations. It was originally used to denote traitors to the realm, usually Roman Catholics. It was connected to ideas of heresy, sedition, and religious immorality. Sexual degeneracy was associated with threat to the security of the nation, expressed in the idea of the nation as being a healthy, heterosexual, fertile, and reproductive land. So many nationalist movements expressed themselves through these ideas of the reproductive, heterosexual, gender normative family, and sodomy was seen as a direct threat to the natural, read God's, order of things.